Mario, you better count yourself lucky you've never played against Impala. They are going to pay another £100 million to take him back. His agency's mother. What kind of stupid business is that? He's going to be probably the best player we've ever seen in football history.
Welcome back to the People's Podcast. After a packed week of football, we've got plenty to discuss this time, including more magic from Messi, Chelsea's transfer trouble, and China's big money move. But we kick off with the Carabao Cup final. Manchester City beating, yeah, I know, my Chelsea. I feel bad for them, but they won with penalties after 120 minutes of playing. But then something before the end changed the whole momentum of the game. Kepa refused to come off the pitch while Sarri really wanted him off. He did everything to get him off. Gianfranco Sola got off the bench. Sarri walked through the tunnel at one point that he wanted to come off because he was really angry. I feel sorry for Sarri as well because we know what kind of trouble he has. People say he lost the dressing room. So this is something that was really, really, really sad to watch. I want to hear from the gaffer. What would you do in that point?
Mario, I mean, let's be honest, mate. So watching that game, first and foremost, I mean, it was probably one of the most boring cup finals I've ever seen between two massive clubs. Man City turned up, didn't really do much. Chelsea turned up, same again, didn't really do much. I mean, the game was pretty much the most boring final I've ever seen. Winning it on penalties, I mean, look, Man City have lifted another cup. That's all they wanted, realistically. Pep Guardiola's got another trophy under his name and Sarri's got nothing written under his apart from a stupid goalkeeper who doesn't obey the rules. If I was the gaffer on the day, Mario, I'll be honest to you, I probably would have run onto that pitch and grabbed him off myself because that was the most embarrassing thing to happen to Chelsea Football Club this season. How you cannot obey your manager is beyond me. What the hell was he doing, Mario? You know, he made Sarri look like a stupid little school kid. Would you have done something like that, Mario, as a football player?
No, I totally agree. This is crazy because this triggers other players to do the same thing. If you have to come off the field, you got to come off. For me, that moment, all in all, it killed the game. It was embarrassing. It didn't look good. I know that Sarri came out and said like, oh, there was a misunderstanding. I can get that it is a misunderstanding, this and that. But it doesn't matter. The goalkeeper should have come to the side, asked the coach, please allow me to stay on. And then nothing would have happened. But because he didn't do that, he made everybody look bad.
I mean, that's the difference between you and Kepa. Now, you know about the values of the game. You're a respectful footballer and you don't really have an ego. But with Kepa, it just looked embarrassing. I mean, for a goalkeeper of, you know, his calibre, the amount that Chelsea paid for him. And, you know what Sarri's going through at the moment. He's not having the best of times. Kepa shouldn't have done that to him. It's unfair. Like you said, have the respect, Mario. Go over to the sideline. Listen, gaffer, I'm all right to play. I'm fit. If you still want me to come off, because it might have been a tactical change. At the start of it, when I see him go down, I thought it might be a little bit of a tactic here. He's gone down. Bring on Caballero, because, of course, we all know that he's renowned for saving penalties. Now, personally, I'd blame the loss on Kepa, because Caballero is, of course, like I just said, he's known for saving penalties, and he might have saved more penalties than Kepa did. It made me really angry as a manager. It's a sad thing, Mario, because, you know, with cup finals, you always got some iconic moment, you know, a Ryan Giggs run, a top corner finish from Alan Shearer, you know, a sly tackle from Mario Melchiot. But on this occasion, we're only going to remember this cup final because of what Kepa did, and that is a sad reality. Player power should not exist. If the manager tells you to do something, you listen. Don't get me started, Mario, because I tell you something now. If it was left to me, I would have been on that pitch and grabbed him by the neck and dragged him off, because that was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen happen to a manager.
We are not done with Chelsea, because Chelsea is in more trouble. We know about the ban. The ban that they have too many young players. They went after and they got sanctioned. That the way it looks now, that they're going to be in trouble in a couple of windows, that they won't be able to bring in any new players. Okay, I know people are talking about it, that, hey, they have over 200 players somewhere else that they can bring in. And with the transfer ban, we want to hear what one of the fans is saying. So let's listen to this caller.
Oh, my name's Terry. I'm from Croydon, South East London. Do you know what I don't understand? Why are Chelsea fussing about the old transfer ban when they've got so many youth players coming through? They've got f***ing Ampudu, who's in the youth team. They've got people like Kurt Zouma, what a unit at centre-back, and they're kicking off because they can't sign players.
Okay, got it. Okay, so what is next for Chelsea? Because now they're in trouble. For me, I'd say give the young boys an opportunity. And if I was a young talent at Chelsea now, I'd be very happy if the ban stands, because now I can go after my opportunity.
You know what it is, bro? Like, I'll be honest to you. Everybody get excited, yeah? Everyone saying, oh, this guy Abramovich bringing lots of cash. Okay, wicked. I like this. You know, you go and buy your £85 million striker or your £1,700,000 defender. I don't care, bro. At the end of the day, in football, we have to have respect for everyone. The clubs, you know, the players. Don't just come around throwing money everywhere, buying this guy, buying that guy. You know, respect the league, respect the rules. If you are doing something wrong, then you should be fined. If you are doing something naughty, then you should be smacked. If you are in school and the teacher doesn't like what you are doing, you get detention. So for Chelsea, you are doing not the right things and you are not respecting the rules. So you have to be fined. And like you just said, Mario, I totally agree. For the younger players, they are now thinking, oh yes, I now have a chance to play because I will have to come into the squad. It's very sad that Chelsea have to come to this position to play their youngsters, because in theory, they should always play their youngsters. And I think it might do good for them, Mario. I think it might finally wake them up and make them realize we have a good youth system. Bring the youngsters, because in Britain, I think they are suffering from not playing young people, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. But I hope it doesn't push Hazard out, the star man, because watching the game with him on the field is always more exciting.
Oh, he's going. Hazard is going. He's already packed his bags. He's found a flight to go to where he is going to, because he will not stay. Why would you stay at a club like Chelsea? You know, everything is going so wrong at the moment. So Hazard is thinking to himself, I will just play a couple of games, you know, enjoy myself, drink some cocktails, have a shisha with my friends, but soon I'm going anyway, so it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. No, I totally get. No, but just as a player, he's just so entertaining. So that's why from one entertainer, we go to Almiron, Miguel Almiron, the new star at Newcastle United, 25 years old. He comes from MLS, and we always know from MLS coming into the Premier League is always a switch, is very difficult. But this guy is taking the stadium, that he shook the stadium up. Everybody's already raving about him. So I want to know from Vlad, imagine you come over to England and you get the opportunity to play in front of so many people. You're coming from the heat to the cold. What do you do?
To be honest with you, Mario. When I came to England for the first time, yeah, I got job on building site. And from Russia, you are building in front of maybe 1, 2, 3, maximum 4 people. But when I come to England and I'm working on building site, it's 50, 60, 70 people. So you have to work harder, you know, because you are not used to everything, every day raining. So for this player, I mean, I see him play. Wow, what a player. He's come to England from a place where nice sunshine, beautiful people. He come to England where it's rain. You know, footballers, supporters, they say your name, they shout, they swear, they say, you know, crazy things. But I look at this player, okay, he's very skinny. Maybe he needs some chicken, bread, vodka. I don't know. Put it inside blender, add some protein. And just drink it every day, because he looks very skinny for the Premier League. Very physical. But I like the look of this player. Huddersfield looked like they were very scared of him. I'm excited to see this guy play more games. But he must become stronger, because you can be flary, you can be skillful. But if you remember when Ronaldo first came to the Premier League and players like Nani, tricky, skinny, but you have to make yourself bigger.
So
So now we're going to the star man. Come on. Messi scored his 50th career hat-trick at the age of 31. Oh, man. How is this possible? His third against Sevilla was also his 650th career goal. His hat-trick takes him up to 25 La Liga goals for the season, an average of every 75 minutes. He's 9 clear from Suarez, who is their main striker. He is in second place and almost twice the top scorer of any other team. Man, what is going on here? This guy is just a machine.
You know what it is, right, Mazza? You look at this geezer. He is unbelievable. Like, it's nothing. I mean, you could go to him and bring him a piece of paper and he could touch it and it will turn into a bar of gold. I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, how'd you get that good? I'd wash him, I'd give him a shower, I'd massage him, I'd kiss him every day. Like, if I was his wife, I wouldn't leave his side because he's an angel, he's God, he's everything to football. How do you go about doing that? I mean, for 36 goals in 35 games, like, this should be a movie. They should make a film about Lionel Messi, and it just should be a still picture of his face and nothing else. I'd sit there and watch his face for 7 hours in a cinema with popcorn, a bottle of Coke, and a couple of cigarettes, because unbelievable. What a player. What a genius. I mean, to score, what is it, 650 goals or whatever it is. How'd you come about doing that? Lionel Messi, my son, if you're listening, because I know you are, you love me and Mario. What a player. Can't believe it.
If I would take 10 or 15 goals from him, I'd be jumping 650th career goal this weekend.
Absolutely ridiculous, Mario. What a... I mean, like, if you told him when he was young, you'd be like one of the biggest scorers ever in football history. He would not believe you. But 650 goals, I mean, that's like playing FIFA online. People score... It's like... Honestly, I look at Messi like he's playing a game. He's absolutely playing a game. He's joking around with people. I don't think he's even in fifth gear. I just think the guy's coasting through the game. 650 career goals. I just don't know what to say, Mario. Honestly, I think they should have a shrine. I think they should have a synagogue, a mosque, a church, everything all revolving around Lionel Messi. What a player. I can't say no more about him because he speaks for himself. I love this guy, and I'm going to go today and get a tattoo of him on my bum because I love him. Absolute legend.
Okay, no, but I mean, I won't go that far, but I do agree. I think we said enough about him. Look, we don't have to hype him up because everybody knows this player is in a league of his own. I have never played against him, and I think it might be better that I never did.
Mario, you better count yourself lucky you've never played against him, pal. I'm telling you. Listen, you was a fantastic player back in your day. I'll never take that away from you. But you come against Messi, and I'm going to say to you, there's only one outcome, pal. You're either sitting on your bum, or you pulled yourself an hamstring or a groin injury. Because Messi was... I love you. Great player, but Messi's different level, mate. Different, absolute legend. Legend.
How about that? You tell the coach, listen, I'm injured. Before the game kicks off, I say in the warm up.
Perfect. I'm not gonna lie to you. Sorry, Messi. I don't mean to jump in again, but if you was my player and I see Messi come on, I probably would have said, Messi, if you want to come off, mate, I understand. we might as well leave that wing empty. I wouldn't even have a right or a left back. I'd say, look, both of you, come off, just leave the two centre backs, let him do his thing. Honestly.
Now we go to another young talent that is dreaming to get the same thing going, and he's doing a pretty good job in getting there. Mbappe became the youngest player in 45 years to reach his 50th League One goal. He said scoring goals and breaking records is what drives him. So that means that this kid is so young and he's already focused on him. Wenger came out, he said Kylian Mbappe is the Pelé of France. That's a big statement. PSG beat names 3-0 in Paris to stretch their lead at the top of the league to 17 points. This year will be PSG's sixth title in 7 years if they win it again. I know people jump about this league that it might not be whatever reason it is, but technically and speed-wise, oh my God, when I was there, those guys are fast and skillful. And that I have to give them credit. And that's why I think a lot of them end up in the Premier League and find a way how to settle in really easy, because they, not for the speed or the tempo, the way the game is going, but just the physical aspect and the skill-wise, they definitely have that in France. And that's why Mbappe, for me, is just one of those talents that I've been watching for some time. And it's another guy that you don't want to play against.
I couldn't agree anymore, Mario. You tend to see these kind of players. They're very rare, you know. They're like the Cambodian white tiger. You don't see them very much in the jungle, but you know they exist. It's kind of like Kylian Mbappe. He's that very intricate yet extremely sexy and fluent, romantic footballer that you always want to go and see. And he's got this element about him which it's like electricity conducting and joining together and making a spark that you don't see. You know, it's like NASA reporting on a meteor flying through skies and hitting space, you know, and making these sonic boom effects. The young man is the epitome of football. He shows us what these youngsters should be doing, respecting their bodies, having those physical attributes, and scoring 50 career goals quicker than most men could, I don't want to say the word, but ejaculate. He is so rapid, Mario. He's such a talent. And I think France should be so delighted that the likes of Mbappe are coming through, because, you know, we're looking at Zinedine Zidane and all these amazing French footballers, you know, these fluent, sexy Trezeguets and Thierry Henrys, Emmanuel Petits, and Mbappe's breaking through. And he looks like, you know, when you watch the Great British Bake Off and this nice cake is made, it's perfect. It looks superb. And they taste it and they say, perfect. This is Mbappe. What a young man. What a career he's got ahead of him. And it's just, it's lovely to see, Mario. I love seeing young people, you know, shine and star in football. And Mbappe, hats off to you, sir. I genuinely think he's going to be probably the best player we've ever seen in football history. He's going the right way. He's definitely going down the M25. He's got ways. He's got his tom-tom on. He knows where he's going. The directions are perfect. There's no traffic. There is no diversions. He's going one way, and that's to stardom. What a player. Mario, amazing.
No, I totally agree. It's also exciting to see, because, look, we talked about the Messi's that is over 30s already. I'm not saying, and I'm not putting anything out there that it's the end, that he's coming to the end. No, he's not coming to the end, and we hope he's not. But then we have an Mbappe waiting, we understand, coming on the way and trying to be in his shadow. If he can get any close to that, or if he can, you know, I mean, look, we never expected then for a Messi to turn up or a Cristiano to
exactly.
turn up. And now
exactly.
we have an Mbappe.
Yeah, you don't expect it. But at the same time, Mario, I will say something, because, of course, I'm very intelligent and very intellectual. As long as Mbappe keeps his feet grounded, doesn't get too excited, doesn't let his ego overturn his talent, and doesn't let it overshine his talent, I think we've got a real star here. Of course, we're all excited by him, and he's looking like an absolute world beater. But keep your feet grounded, Mbappe, because we know you listen. You, of course, did message us once into the group saying that you love our show. But keep your feet grounded. Make sure you keep your nutrition up. Always make sure that you strive towards being a better person, not just a footballer, but also, you know, as a human being. Let the children know that this is the way to go. And I think we really do have one of the world's best players on our hands. It's so exciting to see.
Then we go into another one. Jordan Sancho.
Yeah, Jadon Sancho.
Oh, Jadon Sancho, yeah. Sorry, my Sancho.
It's okay. It's fine.
I don't want to mess up the name. Well, I got to say it right.
It happens.
Jadon Sancho.
It happens, you know.
He takes the Bundesliga by storm. I mean, just the way he did it, you understand? He started at Watford, went through Manchester City, and then made his move. People probably, when he moved, were saying, like, what are you doing? He should have stayed here. But he saw his opportunity. He's the youngest player to reach 8 goals in the Bundesliga. Across Europe's top 5 leagues, only Messi has registered more assists because Messi has 11, than him with his 10. He contributes to 22 goals this season, 14 assists, 8 goals, with just 23 starts for Dortmund. And this is an incredible talent. Coming into this side, this is a Dortmund side that they're actually doing really well this season. They're going after the title. They're expecting to win it again after so many years. And he is part of that that team. And he's also one of the influence, because when he's on the field, he pushes everybody back. He's got pace, skill, intelligence, and can score goals. So he is the full package. We only hope that he can keep on going. And the way he's going right now. And the age is scary. 18 years old.
It's crazy.
My God. Oh, this is incredible.
Every time I watch this young man play, I say to myself, oh my God. You know, because how is he doing what he is doing right now? 18 years of age and he's taking the German league by storm. Like you said, Mario, I mean, I can't believe it. He had to make a choice for his life. He was in England and they were again, no, you know, once again, they were not giving him the chance he deserves. But this guy said to himself, I am going to fly to Germany and I am going to show people exactly the kind of player that I am. And he turns up to Germany and he lets everybody see, oh my God, I am the number one player. I will score 8 goals and be the youngest player to achieve something like this in the Premier League. And now people in England, stupid people, are saying to themselves, why did we let him go? Well, it's your fault, because this guy knew he was going to be a star. He left England, went to Germany, their rivals, which is silly because, you know, we should not be doing that. But he went to Germany and done exactly what he wanted to do. This guy is a star. Now they are going to pay, Mario, check this one. They are going to pay triple what they sell him for. So they are going to pay another 100 million pounds to take him back because he's a star in Germany. Why are you not giving the chance in England? But I don't care. This guy is my favorite youngster, and I hope to God his career is going to keep going the same way as Kylian Mbappe's. Because this guy, oh my God, I'm telling you now, me and my wife nearly split up because I was watching the game. I said to my lady, don't talk to me. I'm watching Jadon Sancho. She said to me, I'm going to divorce you. I said, okay, do what you want to. I still have him in my life. This guy, unbelievable player. What a player. Oh my God.
No, he's a top player. No, I totally agree with you because and the situation that you highlighted, it happened to Mikel. When I was at Chelsea, Mikel was on loan. Mikel left. Became a star, and then Chelsea had to buy him back while they had him for free at first. So that's the same thing.
He's my cousin.
Yeah.
Mikel is my cousin. I said to him, make the move, my son. Don't listen to players and Chelsea Football Club. Leave them alone. You are the player. You are the star. So he had to go and do what he had to. He's my cousin.
From that, all those young talents that we just highlighted, because I think it's interesting where the world of football is going, but then also the world where football is going, where the players want to go. We also have teams that are developing themselves. That's why we follow into Manchester City. Manchester City, they are a team away from winning titles and having the best coach in the world and probably arguably one of the best squads. They're building an empire. And how are they doing that? They just added purchased a Chinese team in League 2 side called Sanxiuan. And I'm not going to say the rest, but anyway.
Should I pronounce that, darling? Do you want me to pronounce
it? Yeah, you go for it.
Right, just by looking at their name, I think it says Sichuan Jianyu FC. I don't know if that's right. Apologies to anyone out in China or anywhere else, but it looks like it says that. Sichuan Jianyu. Perfect.
Perfect. I like that. So that is, you know, they, in addition to Manchester City, the City Group owns already the MLS franchise New York City, Australia's Melbourne City. It's incredible what they're doing. So now they went to China. They're going after that too. So the platform and the possibilities they are building for their team in a short period of time, instead of just focusing on one team, they're building a whole big empire so they can use that to their advantage.
It's starting to look like Pinky and the Brain. You know when he says, what are we doing tonight, Brain? And he says, Tonight, Pinky, we're taking over the world. It's kind of like that situation, Mario. Man City are investing. They're putting money in different pots. You know, they're saving their money. They're making piggy banks. They're opening this. They're getting a restaurant. They're making ice rinks. They're buying supermarkets, you know. And it's scary. It's scary. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to be a successful football club, you got to make investments. And I think they're going the right way. And with a club that's got so much money, I mean, it's getting scarier and scarier by the day. I think world dominance is definitely coming over to Man City. But, you know, look, the way the world is going, Mario, and the way football is going, I hate to say this. It's really sad because it never existed in your day. It's all about business, bro. It's all about business, you know, and that's what they're doing. It's a business move. It's a business move.
So, hey, we came to the section where we always enjoy ourselves again. It's a beautiful game. The beautiful game is a section where we just take random topics. Those are the small little ones, but the interesting ones, like Peter Cech taking the Arsenal women team out. I presumably he promised for them to take them out for dinner if they kept on doing well. And look what happened.
I mean, I think that's beautiful, Mario. He took all the girls out. I mean, it might be quite a sly move. Maybe he fancies one of them. Who knows? But I mean, that's lovely of him, you know, take all the girls out, get them some sushi, you know, have a couple of those, darling. It's a beautiful little incentive. I think it's really sweet because, you know, it's nice for the girls that they've been taken out by a legend in the game. I love you, Cech. And if you want to take me to Sushi Shamba, I'll be more than happy to go with you, darling, honestly. But he can't wear that helmet, though, because that helmet makes him look really ugly. I like him with his hair out. Do you know what I mean? But that's a lovely thing to do.
Okay, I get it. Okay, we have to make sure that he doesn't wear the helmet then.
Honestly.
We go to Rabiot, the 23-year-old that plays for Paris as your main midfielder. Incredible player. It's just a unique talent. And he has an agent. It's interesting. It is his mother.
His agent's his mother. What kind of stupid business is that? How would you make your mom your agent? What's she going to do, tuck you into bed every night or something? Come on, Mario.
I don't know how the household of Rabiot is going to be now when Mama comes along, because you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, come on. What is she asking for in the contract? You know, I want my son's bed to be cleaned every day. I want his pants to be washed. You know, he got to have 3 meals a day. You don't know what she's asking for because it's his mom. You know, she's probably asking for stupid little things here and there. So that's why I say, you know what I'm saying, Mario? You don't make your mom your agent because she's going to ask for some dumb stuff. I mean, come on. You don't make your mother your agent. Your mom is your mom. Hey, mom, look, stay at home, do whatever you want. I'll give you some money. Go shopping, buy a new car, do your face, get your nails done, have a massage. Don't try and be my agent because you're my mother. Like you said, Mario, she's probably doing twice the effort with him because it's her son. Stay away from me, Ma. Stay away from me, Ma. You know, you had 9 months of me in your belly. You brought me up till I was like 20, and now you're trying to make deals for me. I don't want that, Ma. Stay at home. Don't get involved. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Got it. Hey, guys. We came to the end again of our fun show. We love it. We enjoy it. So, hey, if you want to be part of the podcast, make your call. There is no problem. Use the number +44 77 96 53 87 28. Leave your comments, leave your questions, because we're having fun.
Football is all about fun, you know, the People's Podcast. All we want to do here is we want to talk about some of the biggest topics in the football game, but we also want to make it fun. All I want to say is that this is the best podcast on the planet, and we are just for the fans. We don't care about the managers, the players, anything. We are the fans, the People's Podcast, number one in the UK and number one in the world. Let's go, Mario. We are the number one, bro.